4 people have died from inhalation anthrax, the most deadly form of the disease. The victims were unaware that they had the disease before becoming seriously ill. Most U.S. doctors have limited experience in treating or diagnosing anthrax cases, NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Even before the first person died of anthrax in Florida, Maryland's Commissioner of Health, Dr. Georges Benjamin, says the agency sent notices to physicians and emergency room personnel, warning them to be highly suspicious of certain ailments, such as stomach aches, or pneumonia deaths in previously healthy adults. For chest pains and fever, the department advised, think anthrax.
They're told to look for it. They're told to look what the signs and symptoms of that disease process are. And they're given some recommended treatment guidelines.
But when 47-year-old Joseph Kersine turned up at Southern Maryland Hospital Center's emergency department, complaining of flu-like symptoms, a chest x-ray initially appeared to be normal. He was given fluids intravenously and sent home. He returned to the emergency room the following day and, according to the hospital, was put on a ventilator and died 6 hours later despite aggressive antibiotic therapy.
Clinicians are doing their best to try to identify patients. And a lot of people coming into hospital emergency departments who are very sick.
A few days earlier, on the other side of the Washington Beltway, Dr. Michael Nguyen, an internist with Kaiser Permanente in Woodbridge, Virginia, faced a similar situation.
That day was in October the 19th. Suddenly, we have a patient stating that he's concerned about anthrax. And he's a middle-aged man, very healthy, otherwise no past medical history whatsoever.
Like the Maryland patient, he was a postal worker, suffering similar symptoms. The problem in diagnosing inhalation anthrax is that the symptoms do indeed sound like the flu. Fatigue, fever, aches, chills, headaches. But Nguyen had seen Kaiser's guidelines, so he knew the most important thing was to determine whether the patient had been exposed to anthrax spores.
So I found out that he worked at the Brentwood Center. He'd been sorting mail up to 2 days before he saw me in the office. So I examined him, so I found out that he has a dry cough, he has some fever. What struck me at the time was he kept mentioning, "This is not me," and he repeated 3 times. So I listened to him.
Until then, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention assumed that since letters in the post office weren't open, postal workers didn't face a high risk of exposure. But Nguyen felt uneasy.
It's an acute disease. If I don't act now, the outcome may be lethal and fatal.
Dr. Nguyen sent the patient to the hospital, where he remains in serious condition. The CDC later confirmed that he had inhalation anthrax. Nguyen was helped by Kaiser Permanente's system of collecting and sharing the latest information about anthrax infection. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Sadia Griffith Howard coordinates the efforts for Kaiser's Mid-Atlantic region.
You have to keep your ear to the new information as to what are considered to be exposure sites, and that has been changing almost daily.
Blood culture tests to confirm infection can take about 2 days, Griffith Howard says, but CAT scans are more sensitive than chest x-rays in narrowing the problem down to the lymph nodes in the center of the chest.
In inhalation anthrax, these lymph glands become enlarged and hemorrhagic, meaning that, you know, there's bleeding and destruction of these lymph nodes from the toxin that's made by the bacteria.
And Griffith Howard says they are getting a better idea of what not to look for.
Patients who have nasal congestion, who have just sore throat, who have a runny nose, and we're not evaluating them on such an urgent basis. Other than that, we are seeing that patients who have cutaneous or concerns in regards to cutaneous lesions, again, are someone that we're not seeing as urgently as the patients who have the symptoms that we are mainly concerned about, which are the fever, the headache, the chest pain, a dry cough, and the profuse sweating.
At one point, Kaiser Permanente had hospitalized between 30 and 40 patients, all of whom were at risk of exposure. All but 2 of them have been released. But no one gets sent home without medication, especially if there was any possibility the patient might have been exposed to anthrax spores, because they're still learning how to identify people who have been infected before it is too late. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.